opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced...
Welcome everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to today's show. And in today's date is April 20th, 2017. It is a Thursday, and we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to it, as we said, and we definitely would love for you to give us a call later on today. During the show at 866-510-9025, and hit star you to reach us there. I'm going to quickly get into some things so we can jump into today's show. So everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And that is blacktalkradionetwork.com. And that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And hit the, once you're there on the homepage, you'll be able to see the donation prompt that's there. Please hit that, use that, give what you can. Greatly appreciated for all of your donations, however great or however great small they are. They are so prized and so appreciated, because it is the direction that we all need to be going in, and it is exactly what we need. So we truly do appreciate you and all of your gifts of love and support that maintains the overall direction of this network. And that's where you could do that. Also, Black Talk Radio Network, you can support it as well as being a part of this on its social media, its social media network known as BTR Community. You can find that at www.btrcommunity.com, or you can find it on the website itself for and engage in all of your social media activities without being adversely affected and without your identity being sold to any bidder. You could do that very easily by joining, and it's only $24 a year. For the a year subscription of $24 for that whole year. And then you can propose about yourself. You can engage in your overall regular social media activities that you engage in on the mainstream media outlets. This is something that's much more holistic to you, to our agenda, and to the overall benefit of our community. Very, very important. So for only $24 a year. So going over there and jump into it is the only place that I post, and you can post stuff about you, your business, businesses that you want to highlight, events that you want to give public awareness to, or just regular your social media daily activities. Come on over to BTR Community and do that. And I just want to say, all of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, those of you that are in BTR, and those of you that have donated, I just want to sincerely say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because as you can only imagine, just from your everyday work and your everyday grind and your everyday trying to provide for your family, it's the same thing with this network. Is that this network is, you know, this network only gets support from you. And the only reason why it's here is because of you supporting it. And we greatly, greatly appreciate. So please make sure you continue to give your donations and give what you can so this network can do. It's not hard at all. Go ahead. A lot of you have been meaning to do it. So go ahead and do it today and do it now. Just click on, go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network. It's very easy. It's just as easy as you find the shows and the programs every day. You can just easily find that. Give some, you know, give a donation so that this network can continue to grow. Okay? Also, if you would like to engage in if you would like to save in real money, please go to Prosperity Mint. That's ProsperityMint. And check out what's there. Prosperity Mint is definitely where you want to go and to acquire your precious metals. And so, so important as we're going to start to see and the opportunities that you may have with the precious metals will be closing at these price points and at this availability in the future. So go over to Prosperity Mint, check out what's there in inventory, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. That's wolf6pack1@gmail.com or text me 951-790-8330 and text me your name and we'll call you back and to make sure that you are I will just explain to you the overall buying process and make sure you understand it so that you'll see what you'll be getting and everything else, and just to make sure that you're buying correctly, and that is to protect you, to protect you. So definitely do that. Give us a call. Make your purchases. Grow and save as a king or queen or a lady and a gentleman. Very, very important. Get real assets, ladies and gentlemen. The things that, ladies and gentlemen, I said ladies and Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, because that's the only thing that's going to be saving you and your family and your overall quality of life and standard of living in the future. So definitely do that. On Prosperity Mint, I am, we're proud to say that we have the 225th year commemorative American Liberty pure gold coin. It is of a strong sister with braids. Is the monarch of liberty. We have that. So make sure, you know, check that out. Gorgeous, gorgeous coin. I meant to have pictures sent in. Two more pictures sent into this. Just a absolutely stunning, gorgeous coin. It's a limited edition. It's a 225th commemorative year coin, so it will not be reduplicated after this year. After the 100,000 has been minted, there will be no more that will ever be minted that way. Get it while, please, get it while you can. It, especially, this is something that I think is, you know, very important as a symbol of our overall saving as kings and queens. So check that new one out at Prosperity Mint. Absolutely gorgeous coin. So what we're going to do, I want to jump right into today's show. I'm going to bypass what's in the news for today, but it's so much in the news. I'm just quickly say what's going on in the news. The world is much, much closer to armed confrontation that could turn into nuclear armed confrontation, and make sure that you are ready. The different from North Korea is falling apart. Also, some of the largest protests ever I was looking at some of the largest protests ever in Venezuela is going on, and there's confrontation between the citizens and the people and the overall false authorities. So that is going to be going to go, and this is what you need to do, but no, because this is going to be a part of what's going to be happening here. We're going to recover this. And also, I believe that New York City will be actually the next Monday and Tuesday, New York is going to be conducting Operation Gotham Shield, simulating a 10-ton, I mean, a 10, let me see what it's going to be. A 10-ton nuclear nuclear device detonation in the air over New York City, which will create an EMP. Whenever they have these so-called, and we're going to cover this tomorrow as well, whenever they seem to do these trainings and everything, somehow they go live. So that's Monday and Tuesday of next week in New York and New Jersey. They're going to actually, the authorities, the fake authorities are going to have a joint operation called Gotham Shield, and it's from April the 24th to April the 25th. It's the premise is going to be set around a simulated crisis with the detonation of a 10,000-ton nuclear device in the air over New York City and New Jersey that will bring about an EMP, an electronic magnetic pulse that will take out the power grid, along with the overall effects, depending on how high that actual device is. And the reason why they're doing that, as they say, and with their plausible deniability, is because North Korea is suspected of being able to deliver such a strike. So, ladies and gentlemen, things are really getting in a position where you may need to have to use your provisions of preparedness. And so make sure that you are thoroughly prepared for these things, even though we've been talking about it for a while. It's much different when you sit from the comfort of things, sitting down, thinking about, okay, I should be doing this and preparing for it, then you have to respond to it. It's a totally different thing. And it would be a yo-yo effect. You will be on your own. If that ever happens, if North Korea, who is now threatening to have a preemptive strike on the U.S. and some of their capabilities are very, very, some of their capabilities could be extremely severe to the point to where the lights go out and they don't come back on, ladies and gentlemen, and they don't come back on. And that is going to spread, and this is not something that you should, is not fear that should be had now, because there's no time to be scared. There's only time to be prepared, because it may not even be it may not even be North Korea that does it. It's just someone that'll blame it on them. And you don't want to be caught in that situation, because whatever you have done up until that point will now change. And we will definitely talk about this and further investigate this, but we're going to get into today's show. My man Roz has sent me something, an interview about this Rabbi Abraham Finkelstein. Now, I want to say this. Be discerning in everything that you hear. And I say that from this standpoint. I'm going to play this, and I want you to hear this, because there are some things that are very, very important, and some things that are part of, this is how the system is able to ambush the everyday people of the world, to have the people to surrender themselves and to submit themselves to the overall perceived authorities of the fraternity of governments that's being controlled by corporations, and the corporations are being controlled by psychopaths, power-hungry psychopaths. And what they do is, we have to remember something. Racism, it's one of its key tools to control. One of the key tools to control is racism. Now, there are going to be things that's here that please discern it properly, because the thing about racism actually gives the system an upper hand over the people of the world, because we charge ourselves with so much emotion around that we don't stop to think that maybe that we're being ambushed and we're being had by that. But in that, there are some things that are that I think that you should be hearing, because this is some of the practices of the system, and it doesn't want you to realize, but also the diversion for you to take the bait. One of the things that's very, very important that I think that we have to know is that the traps have been laid, and the bait is all forms of thing. Racism is one of the strongest baits that can ever be put into place, because it's able to capture many and to bind them into where they become so enthralled in it that they can't think out of, they have no real concept of reality. Everything is so distorted, and that gives the system great, great control. So I was listening to some of this, and I think my man Raj is sending it to me. But there are some definite things that we need to be questioning and to see the vulnerability of the system. Because once we start to see what's really happening, then we will be able to see what's really a threat, and then we'll be able to remove that threat. And there are many, many methods. Racism is one of the methods of this. We do not, Black Talk Radio Network, Pando Radio Show, I do not condone the rhetoric that's in this video. But what, why we're, I think it's good for us to hear it is because we have to be able to see some of the tactics that are being used. And for you all, I'm thoroughly, thoroughly comfortable with you being adult enough and mature enough to see past the lies. But the some of the information here, I think, is very, very important. There are some truths that are many truths that are said here, and catch on to those truths. And I'm gonna just give you a clue as to one, and then I'll let you hear the rest. Diamonds, hate to say it, ladies, diamonds are worthless, virtually worthless. Yes, they are great for they do some things metaphysically, and that is not their worthless state, but they're worthless for what they actually try to set them as precious stones. They do have intrinsical value, but the thing about it is that there's so many of them is that their overall the quantity of them is controlled by the bankers, and that is controlled by the system. It's not, it's an asset, but it's not, it doesn't have the intrinsical the intrinsical legacy or the intrinsical keystone figure or keystone ability that others have that's so, so important. Yes, diamonds do have intrinsical value for cutting and for, you know, things that can be used with them for metaphysics. Things, yes, that they're valuable and they have value there, but they are being controlled and manipulated, and they put a whole marketing scheme around that so that we would engage in that and to make the overall system wealthy. And the thing about that's so powerful about this, well, I don't want to get into it, I don't want to give it, we'll talk about it. So we're going to not do what's in the news, we're going to play this, and then if any time if you'd like to jump in, please give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I'm playing this not for the racial rhetoric. Please, be mature about that. I'm playing this because of the, one of the things that I firmly always think is that the system will tell you things because they realize that they've hypnotized people, and by doing that, that strengthens their hand. No one truly questions it, and we're not, and I'm not questioning, I'm not playing this to question the racial overtones, playing this to question the objective. So well, I'm gonna jump into this 1 second, let me get everything squared away, and then we'll come back and if you have questions or comments, and we'll take it from there. So here we go. This is for today's show. The title of today's show is Ambushing, Why It Works So Well. Why the, well, let me read it for sure. Give me a second. My got to pull it up. Here it is. All right. Today's topic is a system of ambushment. A system of ambushment and why it works so well. Why does this ambush, these traps, why do they work so well? And this is very, very important that I think that we need to, so that we'll stop falling and we'll stop putting ourselves in a position to be ambushed. Okay? So we're going to jump into this. And this is an interview that was with Rabbi Abraham Finkelstein. And so, but let your discretion, excuse me, let your conscience be your guide on this. Okay, so here we go.
For you, I think questions that I want to give you the opportunity to answer to, because there's a lot of rumors and conjecture that's taking place across this country relating to the Jewish population, okay?
Okay.
Now, you see, as being off the synagogue and a teacher of the Jewish race, because you are a race, aren't you?
Well, some say we're a race, some say we're a religion.
Yeah, well, what do you say?
We're a little of each.
I can imagine, yeah. Now, I want to get into some hard topic here right away here. You know, you're a very pronounced person among your own people, and of course you know, you're very aware that I don't like you or your race, okay? I'm sure you're aware of this, right?
That's your problem.
You see, there's a big topic that's going around on this 6 million Holocaust that took place during World War II of the Jews at Buchenwald, Auschwitz, and different places. A lot of information has come out here, Rabbi Finkelstein, that it's all myth and it's all conjecture. Could I have your view on this?
Well, everybody knows that the Jews never told a lie in the history of the world. However, whether it's 6 million or 600,000 or 60,000, it's just a number.
Oh, it's just a number, but the thing that I want to get to you with is that, you know, the 1934 World Encyclopedia stated that there was only 3.5 million Jews in all of Europe. How did 3.5 million Jews populate themselves to 6 million? This is a question I'd like answered.
Well, it's certainly a good question, there's no doubt about it. But the number, you know, numbers, what can I say about numbers? The important thing is that Jews have always been persecuted all throughout the history of the world, forever and still are.
Well, the reason they're persecuted is because they're thieves, liars, and murderers, just like it's stated in the book of John 8:44. Yes,
Bible stuff.
You're a lying Jew is what you are. You're a lying Jew.
You could say that, but even when we lie, we tell the truth.
You know, this is very ironic because, you know, I never thought that I would get anyone that had the nerve to join me on a broadcast like this live. And you know, I just got off a program with a retired colonel, a very highly decorated colonel, on my last broadcast, my original broadcast here, Rabbi Finkelstein. And we got into the banking aspect of the money in this country. Now, everybody, a lot of people who have studied banking and economics, they know that the Federal Reserve Banking Corporation is a private Jewish bank. Is this true?
Well, yes and no.
Well, what part is yes?
Well, it's a banking institution, that's for sure.
You see, the thing that I don't like about this is that the Jews never knew what hard work was, and they never had. And besides, you know, this is the nice part about it. You Jews are just Christ murderers anyway.
Well, that's true. We did murder him, but he was Jewish too.
Oh, no, he was Almighty Yahweh, God in the flesh body. That's the problem you got.
Well, we tell all the Goyim that they worship a Jew and they believe it, so what's the difference?
And now that you brought up the Goyim, let's talk about that. In other words, the Goyim, correct me if I'm wrong, I know you will, Rabbi Finkelstein, a Goyim is any person who isn't a Jew. A Goyim is classified as cattle or an animal. Is this correct?
Well, they are cattle because we're the chosen people.
Well, yeah, you're chosen for fertilizer. That's what you're chosen for. You know, this is what the Book of Enoch, the Patriarch, even Yahweh in a flesh body said that all of you Jews, the descendants of Cain, are going to perish for the evil that you have done in this world. You are the destroyers and the incinerators of the world, are you not? I'll agree with that. But you see, the thing that really bothers me, and not bothers me to the extent of losing sleep over people like you, is that all wars have been created by Jewry. They've been all set up to gain, as a monetary gain. Wouldn't you agree?
It's the greatest game in the world to make some shekels.
Now, let me ask you this. You know, there's so much things being talked about with George Bush in the White House. Let me have your opinion, first of all, about George Bush in the White House.
He's a good goyim.
Yeah, well, he's a good goyim. Yeah, good for...
He's a good boy. He takes his orders from Ariel over there, and he tells them what to do, and he does it like a good goyim.
Would you agree that when the Balfour Declaration was signed in England, and the Jews were taken to Palestine, the land of Palestine, would you agree or disagree that there's actually more killing and there's been as much slaughter in Palestine by the Jews slaughtering and killing the Palestinians as there are of the Iraqi people being butchered in the last 12 years?
Well, who counts, but once in a while you gotta thin out the herd. When you own the herd, you gotta thin out the herd.
I see. That's the philosophy of making money and staying alive and staying ahead. Is this right? Now, I'd like to...
You take that Iraq business over there. We got the white...
All right, so you can hear some of the racial overtones in some of that. That's not the point of this, for us playing that, because I realize how this system uses such inflammatory tactics to emotionally charge people so that they will not be able to rationalize what they're really dealing with. But one of the things that was said that was very important, that in my opinion that was here, is that the system does consider the human population as their cattle. And from time to time, when you own the cattle, sometimes you have to thin them out. Very, very important. This isn't a practice of this individual, because any person that you see or that you know, that you can physically see, put name to, and everything else, they're not the ones that's making any decisions at all. They are a minion that's working for and to facilitate the orders that are given to them. And there is a cooperative spirit that they have with that for pay. So all of these, this is why you always hear me say the celebrity figurehead. These are all celebrity figureheads. But there are some things that are being said that you can surmise as to what the objective really is. The objective is hidden behind the blasphemous tongues and the curseful and spellful nature of the spirit, the spells that are being cast by these evil spirits. That is meant to confuse, distract, and to get you in a position to where you are a very easy, maneuverable energy force. And that's the leverage that they have, and this is very, very important. So I just wanted to make that point before we go any further. Okay, here we go.
Goyim fighting the Arab Goyim, and they're killing each other, and we're making a lot of money, and we get the oil, and we get the interest. The most important thing is the interest on all the shekels that we loan both sides.
You mean usury?
That's right. You call it usury.
Now, you know, there's a book out that you read, Rabbi Finkelstein, called The Talmud. Now, the Talmud refers to Christ as his mother was a whore, and he was a bastardized son of a Roman soldier. Is this what's being taught in the synagogues?
Well, every good Jew knows that.
But you see, the reason that I wanted to ask you this is that, you know, you just said a little while ago that he was a Jew. And now you say every Jew knows that he was the son of a Roman soldier and that his mother was a prostitute.
Well, that was a long time ago. Who knows what was said back then?
Yeah, I guess that's right. That's absolute right. You know, we're having a real bad problem in our country right now. There's a lot of outsourcing of jobs and deindustrialization of this country. You know, the seven Jew banking families that took over control of the money in America in 1913 was the Rothschilds of London, Israel Schiff of Italy, Kuhn and Loeb of Germany, the Warburgs of Hamburg, Lehman Brothers of New York, Goldman Sachs of New York, and the Rockefellers of New York. A lot of people, they don't realize and know that these seven Jewish families actually control all the money and have controlled the money in this country since 1913. I know you're aware of this.
Quite.
Now, in doing so, I mean, that makes a pretty big purse, doesn't it?
Listen, you know, the Goyim are the schleppers. You know, they do all the work. That's what they want to do. They want to work. They always want jobs, so we give them jobs to work. The Jews don't work.
No, Jews don't work, and you're absolutely true. I want to get back to this Holocaust, and I want to get back to the Holocaust survivors, you know. It's to the point here, Rabbi Finkelstein, where there's more Holocaust survivors getting money, getting payments, financial payments, than there were Holocaust people who died allegedly among the Jews. Where did all these people come from?
Well, again, you know, they have the evidence, they have the proof that they were there in the Holocaust, and so they're entitled to some money.
So, in other words, you Jews say 6 million were killed in the concentration camps, and yet there's almost 6 million. That are still receiving funds from Germany and other funding, and that's 12 million. Now, how does 12 million come out of 3 million?
Listen, again, the numbers, you know, you keep arguing about the numbers. The bottom line is that the Jews are entitled because we've been persecuted for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and so we're entitled. Even 100 years from now, there'll be people collecting money on the Holocaust because of that lousy boy Hitler over there. He was a bad boy.
Now, let me ask you a question about this, because this is very important. You know, we've gotten into a lot of very interesting information. We're going to get into more here in the very near future. But Rabbi Finkelstein, this country, the United States of America, is in real deep trouble right now financially. And I kind of want to know what you're telling the other Jews in that. In regards to, because I know Jews don't have any loyalty to nothing but gold and silver, especially gold. What are the synagogues teaching the Jews in America today as to the course of where this country's heading?
Well, it's like this. You know, America, it served its purpose for us for a while. We made a lot of shekels here. We made a lot of interest off the shekels. But we can get cheaper labor in China. We can get cheaper labor in India. Why should we pay the white race goyim here in America any money when we can make a better deal over there? It's all about shekels.
You know, I want to get into that about shekels and interest and everything, and this is very interesting that you bring it up, because I noticed that there's a lot of investment by Jewish financiers into Asia, most parts of Asia. Now, I also know that Jewry is an Asiatic race. Is this correct?
Well, we're really all over the world, but yeah, I guess you could say we started in Asia.
Yes, that's right. Now, the Hebrews did not start there, and the Israelites didn't start there. You really have no bearing to being the Hebrews or the Israelites. You are not the dispersed nations, plural, of the tribes of Jacob, who were surnamed Israel. Actually, the con game that you have brought on to this country and the world for many years and it's been a good con. It's been a good con game. Is that you're allegedly God's chosen people? We are God's chosen people. It's just that most Jews don't like to admit it, but our God is Lucifer. Your God is gold. Well, that's what we like, is lots of gold, lots of shekels, American Express cards, you know. We like to spend, we like to have a good time. We let the goyim do the work, and we have a party. Oh, in other words, free foreign aid, free housing, free food, and you just let the other race...
Okay, so I want to stop it there real quick. So, one of the things, as once again, I just want to give a disclaimer. The racial overtones is not something that I condone, nor this network condones. What the reason why we're playing this is so you can see the methodology of the system. And absolutely right. The system never works, and this is why you'll hear me say ways and means all the time. Your way of life provides for their means of life. That's what I mean by that. That's what the system wants. The system wants you working. And it hates and it controls the very same people that you identify as the people that are Jewish or as white or black or whatever. They look at that human resource as collateral, and they use that, and they have the same sentiment towards all of the people of the world. They consider them all equally worthless unless they're working for them. And this is very pointed in this way for a reason, to invoke emotion in you so that you will make emotional decisions that will continue the overall foolish downtrend of destruction of mankind, to stay in the system of subjugation and enslavement. The only way that we're really going to be able to deal with these type of things from what it really is not to look at its ambush, but to see the ambush waiting, lying in waiting. And once you're able to see the ambush trying to be set up, you can make sure that you are not caught trapped in the kill zone, in the occupying, under the occupying force of that ambush. This is what this is all about. This is why the continuous racial overtones. This is why the continuous spewing of the hate, because they have to get you to become what you have to endure. The system has to get you to perpetuate its overall continuous motion of destruction, because it can only do, and within its limitations of their overall free will, it needs to steal your free will to do its bidding for them. They invest so much in racial rhetoric to keep you from looking at what the true problem is. But the objective, one of the objectives, is truly been spoken here. You work, and you're considered property of. And by doing that, they are able to have whatever it is and control the economy. See, they have control of the economy while you have the ownership of your inclusion. Very, very important. So I'm going to jump back here. Then we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to finish this out. And then come back, and then if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So here we go.
This is be your goyim cattle slaves. Is this correct? That's what they want, so we let them be that. And this is what's coming and planned in this country, too, isn't it, the United States? Well, this country here, we're going to brown this country up. We're bringing all the Mexicans and all the Hispanics across the border. They're interbreeding, especially with a lot of the white women, the shiksas, as we call them, and they're interbreeding with them. Pretty soon there won't be a white race, and it will be all brown. And talking about race, you are a race, Rabbi Finkelstein, but you are a Heinz 57 mongrel race of Asiatic blood. Is this correct? Well, there's Jews everywhere in the world. We interbreed with all the good-looking women in every country we go into. All the good-looking women, all they care about is we buy them a few diamonds, not that they're worth anything. We mark that industry up real big. If the truth be known, we have so many diamonds that if we ever turn loose the diamonds we have, you can buy them for the same price as a dozen roses. But the women, they like the diamonds. They like the furries. So we give them the diamonds and the furries, and we make an appointment with them, and we have sex with them, and sometimes we marry them. It doesn't matter, because when we want a divorce, we just go to one of our fellow Jew judges and get the divorce. We have a Jew lawyer. She's going to hire a Jew lawyer. Yeah, she's not going to make any shekels, but she can try. Let me ask you this. This is very interesting. This war in Iraq that took place after the alleged towers of 2001, September 11, 2001, this alleged war, it got very interesting. There were really no Jews in them towers. Can you explain that?
Well, spiritually, there were a lot of Jews in the towers. A lot of Jews died in those towers, spiritually.
Oh, I see. Well, the 3,000 Jews were not at work that day in those towers. That just gave a lot of people have the impression that the Jewish population out there in New York, was aware that something was going to happen, and they didn't show up for work that day.
Yeah, we got a call from the Kahila that Ariel and some of the boys in the Mossad, they got together and they wired up the buildings and they took them down. It was going to be a hard thing to take them down anyway, because we wanted to build some new structures and the buildings were getting old and it was time to bring them down. This way, we make some shekels by destroying the building. Old Silverman, who's a good friend of mine there, Larry, he got a twofer. He got a twofer one there, and he doubled the insurance magically just 3 months before it happened, and then he got a twofer hit on it, so he made like four times his money. I should have been in on the deal. He asked me, but I said, oh, I don't know, let me think about it. It took a little too long for me to think about it, and he pulled the plug. He pulled it, as they say. And so the buildings come down. But at least I got in on the market, and I was short American Airlines, I was short United Airlines, I was short Lloyd's of London Insurance Company, because they took a big hit, Allianz Insurance Company, I was short them. So I made a few shekels.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, there's a lot of speculation here. You know, I know that the Jews are thieves and liars of any moral society. Now, I want to thank you for coming on tonight and talking to me, because I also know that there's no conscience among Jewry. And Rabbi Finkelstein, it doesn't matter what I say to you. It's going to bounce off you like water off a duck's back, right?
Well, Jews always feel guilt. We've always felt the guilt. We have a conscience.
The only conscience you have is when you can't steal all the money from anyone or any country.
Well, you're hitting a little close to home, but you're correct.
Now, on a lot of food labels, there's a U and a K. And this U and K on all food labels, for example, that are sold in supermarkets, etc., is this a Jewish tax that is paid to like rabbis like you all over the United States? Is that another con job at the expense of the goyim, the masses who purchase the product?
Well, I didn't get in on that one, but yeah, it's a lot of other rabbi groups. They tax the food, and you could call it a tax. You know, you're entitled to make money where you can make money. If nobody stops you, you make the money. And but you know, the goyim, I mean, they're the cattle. The white race out there, they're the goyim, they're the cattle. And so if we want to make money off of feeding our cattle, what who's to say that that's wrong?
Well, let me ask you, what's the greatest fear of the people that you have in your synagogue, Rabbi Finkelstein? What is the greatest fear that the Jews in mass are facing on the East Coast?
Well, the worst thing is if we hang around, our old buddy up there, in the Federal Reserve, Alan, he's going to pull the plug on this U.S. dollar. And we want to make sure that we're in the Swiss francs or into euros or Japanese yen or something before that happens. We'll get the call from the Kahilla. We're liquidating now, little by little. A couple of other goyim that they're good, bought and paid for, Sheva's goy. The Bill Gates fella from the computer place and the Warren Buffett. Both of them, they got out of U.S. dollars about a year ago or so. We told them, to liquidate, and, but we're still hanging on there. So we made a little extra interest since they were out of the market. They got a lot of shekels themselves.
I see where you Jews have finally taken over the National Rifle Association. A Jewess by the name of Sandra Froman is now president of the National Rifle Association.
Well, yeah, but we took over the NRA a long time ago. Charlton Heston, is not known so much, but yeah, he's a nice Jewish boy. We let him play Moses in the movies back in the 50s. We took the NRA over long ago. All the organizations out there, the Jew controls it. Everybody knows that.
You know, I've read in your Talmud where it says that if you're to have any opposition, you will control that opposition.
Well, of course, the smartest thing is to own both sides of every game.
But
that way you know the outcome. We own the Republicans, we own the Democrats. We got a lot of good Jewish boys in on both of them, and the rest of them are good bought and paid for Shabbos goy. And we throw a few shekels into their campaign contributions that we give them in our Jewish lobby in Israel. And they, they take the money and they do what we want so that we can make some shekels. If nobody stops it, who's to say we shouldn't be doing it? Don't you wish you could do it? You're not doing it. We're doing it.
Yeah, but you're thieves and liars. You know, you're all thieves and liars, just like it says in St. John 8:44. But you see, Rabbi Finkelstein, you don't own me and you don't control me and you don't control the racial identity movement in this country, who really understands to a varying degree of what you people are and what you've done.
Well, that's true. You're one of those goyim out there that we don't control. But I'll tell you a little something else. We all respect you for what you do because at least you stand up for your race. The rest of them out there, they're all a bunch of cowards, all the white-faced goyim, all the men. The most of them these days, they carry purses and they wear earrings. There's no wonder the white girls come to us, all the shiksas.
You know, I had a conversation here not long ago with an individual, and I got into the feminist homosexual agenda in the United States, and I told them that actually the sexist homosexual agenda was actually created and funded by Jewry, by the Jews of the United States. Well, you want to discuss on that?
Yeah, we got that going back in the early 1900s, the women's rights movement. We started off, see, when you gotta have a game and you got a bigger goal, you can't go in like a Sherman tank going through something. You gotta start a little small. And so we said, hey, how about you get equal pay for equal work? And women have the right to vote. And everybody bought into that. And we started with the women because it's hard to get the men. The women are the weakest sex, as we know from that old Adam and Eve story, I guess. But at any rate, we got the women going. And now look at all the women. Most all of them around the world, especially here in America, they got short hair. They got a schwarzer for a boyfriend. They got a lesbian lover. They're married by the time they're 40, but then they can't have too many little children themselves because they've already ruined those years chasing the almighty gold, the dollar, the shekel, and so they're going to wind up a bunch of old maids because nobody wants them. But the bottom line is that the real good-looking ones, we take them to Hollywood that we own, and we make them big.
I see. Well, Rabbi Finkelstein, You know, I was talking to you about the U's and the K's that's on the food boxes and the food sources. And the thing that I want is that this is a private Jewish tax that people unsuspectedly are paying, aren't they?
Well, some know, some don't, but they better pay, because if they don't pay, they don't get the item. And the rabbis need to make some shekels, too.
You know, I was talking to a person who journeyed over to Israel. And they, the United States has always been known as the land of milk and honey. They say over there, the United States is a land of milk and money. Would you like to relate to that?
Well, what's in a saying? What can I say? A lot of people here in America, they still keep screaming about these 55 guys that they say formed the company, the country, a couple of hundred years ago. But the bottom line is that the Jews formed the country. We came over here. 1492 was that terrible year that we got kicked out of Spain. And Columbus, who was a Jew, found it out to take us over here. We were going to set up in Rio, and then we decided to go to New York, because New York has a little bit better weather, not so many mosquitoes. It was a little bit better. So we set up in New York, and we make the money. I was going to ask you, this war in Iraq, there's a lot of Jew money invested in this war, isn't there?
Well, we have the all the ammunition companies, we have all the aircraft companies, all the gun manufacturers, all the supplies. We're making a lot of money, and George Bush is a good goyim. He borrows it right from the Federal Reserve, and then he has to tax the people to pay back the interest, because the most important part of a loan is the interest. You must pay back the interest. We're not concerned with the principal, but the interest has to keep going on. And we've done pretty well with Iraq so far. We've got about $300 billion or so. And but this war here is going to go on for another 30 years, as George said. We told him to keep it quiet and shut up and don't act like a big shot. But he kept talking. And so, but this war is going to go on for another 30 years. We're going to go into maybe 60 countries or so. We're going to be drafting all the goyim here soon. The men, the women, they don't want to sit home and have families anyway. They'd rather have a career. That's a nice, exciting thing for a woman to put on a green suit and go over there and shoot people and get shot at. Must be exciting to them. So we're making a lot of money.
You know, this is very interesting. Well, Rabbi Finkelstein, it's really good talking to you, and I'm sure the listening audience here on the Turner Radio Network is listening very intently, because a lot of things have been a little exposed, some more exposed than others. But, you know, at least you're coming out and you're telling the truth. And, you know, you say, you know, we got $300 billion tied up in Iraq with interest. And what, 1,700 to 3,000 dead bodies compared to how much money you made?
Well, but you got to thin out the herd once in a while. Otherwise, the herds get too big. If the herds get too big, they eat up all the resources. So you got to thin out the herd once in a while. We call it a theater of war, because it's amusing to us Jews to see our two biggest enemies, the white race and the Arab race, the state of the woman. It's amusing to us to see them kill each other, and we make a lot of money off it. Believe me, I've had a lot of laughs at the synagogue with that. Well, we got a break here coming up in about a minute, I believe. And you're listening to the...
Okay, everyone. Just wanted to... This was actually... Yes, Scotty is right. This is some very racist stuff, and so very, very, very racist. And it is not anything that we condone. It's not who we are. It's not what we're about. And it is just that. And there, this was actually supposedly shot in 2012, and let me tell you, it was meant to, the overall objective, in my opinion, was this, to be as racist and as offensive as possibly, as it possibly can, for one good reason, to disguise and to have to where people will focus and be held by that standard so that they won't see what's really, really going on. And there were some very, very important things, and this is going to be the only part that I'm going to play. And the thing that was very important was that laid out in 2012 that they were going to be drafting women. Way before I picked it up, way before, and then the 60 countries and everything else. See, the diversion, sometimes we have to be able to be grounded enough to get past the facade. Sometimes you have to endure the painful stuff so that you can see what the real cause of the problem is and not focus on the symptoms of it all. This was extremely offensive in all forms and everything else, but that's what it was meant to be, so that we would be looking at one group of people as the main source of all of the problems. That way we won't be able to disconnect ourselves from the real problem. Here's the real problem. This was all put together to divide people, just like borders, just like race, just like language, just like many other things. Patriotism and all those other things. Those were always instituted, and you have to look at what have we done differently now from the past that has worked and what has changed in our overall lives. Nothing, 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 because we allow the system to tell us when to fight, who our enemy is, what's politically correct. Politically correct is always morally wrong. Politically correct is always morally wrong. And it really requires us to look at this, everything that's going on. And if you really want this all to change, you have to look at it objectively. What is the object here? And what is being set forth in propaganda to confuse and to ensure that the methods that are being used reach its objective as the end result? Very, very, very important. I am not a respecter of person. I respect people. Doesn't matter who you are, I give you the respect because you are. But the system feeds off of the diversion, the division, the distraction, the ambush, the magic trick. Yes, and strategic Melon said, yep, this guy was a total narcissist. He told it all. And what he was telling was just from what he is as a celebrity figurehead is supposed to. Because everything that you see before you has been placed there on the theater of control. The theater of control. And it's very, very important. And I would say this, the very people that the system teaches you to hate, do you know and do we not realize that there's an opportunity for you to love sincerely too as well? But see, the system doesn't want you to see that, because then that makes the system weak. And by us having an emotional response to everything, that makes the system stronger. And then they show you different things and tell you, and they create the environment. Ladies and gentlemen, you've always been on a battlefield. And the battlefield is for your energy. And it is all fair in love and war. They are going to have surprise attacks. They are going to have spies. They are going to have diversions. They are going to live by lies. Why are we not aware of that? And because we don't really face that, and because we really don't face that and not allow the emotional side to move us, we are very pliable. They will continue to mold us how the system will continue to mold us how it wants us to be. I would say to you, what if someone told you that you didn't care about? What if someone had said that they had influence over you and they didn't? What if someone that said that they had influence over you and they didn't? And what I mean by this, take it this way. What if there was someone in another country that said that they knew you and that they had influence over you and they were going to make you call them at 5 o'clock? And because they didn't have real influence over you, would you really be calling them at 5 o'clock? Because, see, the call is the energy. And I use this as a metaphor because what this system does is it says it has influence on us, and it says that, watch me wave this influence, I'm going to have them call at 5 o'clock, and we're never late. We call right on time because we give energy and we respond to it. What is it that we should be doing? Not giving any energy to it at all. And seeing the tactics that's been used, the setups that have been used as the lying wait opportunity that we never show up for. Listen, gotta get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, if you'd like to get on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And I do ask once again, the thing was that was a very, very racist dialogue. Extremely, but it was purposely meant to do that, to desensitize you to the truth. The truth of the matter is that your energy is being stolen by the same system that put that racist system in place. That needs to be unplugged. Listen to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, you're ready to go to a commercial break. Give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. What I'm about to do,
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And we did not, the last hour that you heard, we did not condone those sentiments. But we played it for the purpose of you seeing, and many of you have. I know that you were mature enough not to fall for the overall race trick. And because of that, to see what it is that needs to be done. And let me tell you something about what's so important here. If we get back to the sustainability of the ecosystem, there is no tactic of enslavement or dominance that's in the ecosystem. Yes, there are animals that do eat other animals and so forth and so on, but none of them harvest them. Well, there are some animals that actually make there are some form of ant that will actually harvest the energy and make other ants and things work for them. That is one place, and it may be a couple, but it's not a common practice. It's not a common practice. But in that system, even in that system, is not as detrimental or as deep as this system, because what it does in that system, the ants that are being controlled know who is actually doing it. In this system, you don't know who's doing it, and they devise an enemy from around you that is in the same predicament as you. They make the slaves fight each other here in this system. Why is that so important? Because then the slaves will never have the energy to refuse and to walk away. So, very, very important that we understand what's happening here. And I think from listening, this is what the system wants. It wants you to continue to do what you've been schooled and indoctrinated to do. It never wants you to be sovereign, independent, and to have collective prudence. Because what collective prudence? Borders now come down. Because borders are a facade of reality. They only become reality when you give energy to it. Sweatshops will close. The justice system, you won't have people that create laws that don't have to obey them. You won't have people that create debt that doesn't have to pay it. You won't have people that declare wars that don't have to fight it. You don't have the controlling of essential assets for the sustainability of the human entity, the human experience. And it's taken this system a very long time, and it's taken them energy to acquire the stronghold that they have. But they're weak, even though they have a stronghold. Their grip has always been weak. But there's no one pushing against it in the proper way. The system actually teaches you how you're supposed to fight the so-called the man. You notice they say the man? You notice why they do that? Because it is something that is unobtainable. You can never see who the man is, because it's the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. It's a facade. It's a demigod. And because of that, the system realized in God they trust, because it's their demigod that is being the overall, their system is the provider of their means of life, where they control everything and own nothing. They are able to live off of the abundance, off of the collective prudence of the great creator and what has been created by the great creator without having to pay for it. But they create a system that taxes you. So it's high time that we stop doing what we did, stop doing the nonsense of the past. It has gotten us nowhere. It keeps us right where we are. And at some point, at some time, at one point, somebody is going to have to be a warrior and say, enough is enough. I'm not going to give energy to it. Because if we don't do that, we will continue the faddish trend of our demise, and we'll never establish any form of culture to our prosperity. And this culture of prosperity has nothing to do with what a person looks like. You didn't create it. So you have no true understanding of the Creator's purpose. What has been created and that we see is what the systems and the schools and the overall domestication has put before. And believe me, we know that like the back of our hand, and we can identify the agents from a distance and from near. And what's so beautiful about this is that we think, because the system has told us, that the great creator is disturbed by this all. I would say no, not at all. No, not at all. The reason being is because we've chosen to live in the way that suits us. When the overall capabilities of you to leave is quite apparent. Case in point, if you are a parent and you have raised your child, and that child has grown up under your love, your encouragement, your nurturing, and then that child, as that child gets older, they have, most people have a very, you know, and I would say this, most of us have a problem because the system teaches us to try to own everything that we love, and that puts us in a position to where we become what we had to endure. You don't own anybody. You don't own anybody. And when you have true love, you don't want to own anybody. You admire and respect, and you love every person's individual capabilities and talents. But back to my point. Your child goes off and they get into an abusive relationship. And from the confines of their walls of their so-called new home, in that abusive relationship, for as a parent, you're standing on the outside saying, all you have to do is walk away. Or have you become that same energy and frequency? Have you resonated that way as well? See, it's so easy to play the victim because the system teaches you how to be a good victim. But in actuality, the system teaches you to want a slave. Everybody wants a slave. Nobody wants to be one. And from the outside, we look at our child and we say, just walk away. See, here's the problem. If that child doesn't want to walk away, if the great creator can't go against someone's free will, what makes you think that you can? It's impossible. And sometimes we want what we've been taught to endear. We want what we have been taught to connect to. To bring, we want what gives an appearance of security. And sometimes we want our own demise. And in that, what goes along with that type of energy and that type of thinking is this, is that it's a perpetual downward spiral that we continue to interject, uphold, endorse, and harbor within our generations, and we don't even know. There are many ritual practices that we follow in today's world that are actually there for our own demise and not for our overall benefit. They are there to be like a leech to suck the energy, and then once they've taken enough of the energy, they discard the body, the rest of it. Because it's no longer profitable. And I would say that the great creator is not moved by this, because you truly aren't as well. And the great creator still the great creator's love is still there for you. All you have to do is to resonate that way, and it changes your thinking. When you truly love something, you tend to not be moved by fear. And what we've been actually taught in the domestication of our physical existence. From the time that we're born, when they take out and they remove the child, separate the child to be tagged and bagged as property, it starts the process, and we have a false sense of security that the overall people, the institutions and the nurse and the doctor that's there, that they're doing what's best for that child. In actuality, they are following the overall mandates of the state. They're following the mandates of the corporation, so that that new individual will also be indoctrinated to its future endeavors, so that it won't be free and independent and sovereign and self-determining. Have you ever seen how cattle is treated? Why would you think, by looking at that, that what we have in the human cattle market is any different? If you ever watch any domestication, you can see the same schooling that our young children are brought under. And this is something that has been going on for a very long time, because we have allowed it to go on for a very long time. And some of us can't even think past, and some would even say, and I can feel some saying, well, Dave, how can we stop this? This is a utopia you're talking about. You can't stop this. You're absolutely right. I can't stop it. I can't stop it for you. I stopped it for me. And if that has been a very important endeavor for me, but it's up to you to decide where your engagement will be. Where will you? How will you respond? Because there's a lot of things in life that you have no control over happening to you. If someone comes over and pushes you, you may not be able to suppress their free will to do that. And don't let the sorcery of theater think that you could do that. Because if the great creator won't go against someone's free will, what makes you think that you can? It just doesn't work that way. But the most important thing is that your response to that is critical. Will you be able to pick up that that individual has a purpose to do you harm and everything else? Yes, if we get back into alignment of discerning the spirit. You know, over the week there was I was looking at a high profile case. Some of you may have been familiar with it. That was the former NFL player, Aaron Hernandez. And this is a tragedy. Most of us know about it because it was highly publicized and everything else. For those that do, if those of you don't know, I understand that that's fine. It's still the purpose and the point is to live. We see the overall train wreck in our overall so-called society, but we continue to say, well, I can't do anything about it. I got to just live in it. Well, you may not be able to dismantle the injustice system, the corporations on an individual level, but I would say first start with you. And I say that because of this engagement that, and I'm just using Hernandez as because of it was a high profile case. These events that Aaron, and why Aaron went through these different things, and all of the other people, the other players that were all engaged in all of this, why they were living their life that way, and why we live our lives this way, is because we have to get back to the understanding. Is because by living in the society that we have, we are going to breed much mental illness. And this is why everybody's so darn crazy. Because even though you've been domesticated from our youth, it is an unnatural synthetic domestication that our overall, our body, our relentless human spirit still is in objection to. And there's no balance. We have no balance in our society. This is why this war is definitely going to happen. This is why this economic collapse is definitely going to happen. This is why this depopulation is definitely going to happen. This is why this economy will continue to grow. Because there's many that are giving energy to it. Even the ones from the bottom are just as vested into the system as the ones that control it. And how were they able to do this? They were able to do this because of their collective prudence. And their collective prudence was able to breed the events and the happenings with Aaron Rodgers, with Aaron Hernandez. They were able to breed the events and the happenings of World War I, World War II, World War III, Global Nuclear War I. Their collective prudence, when they were able to galvanize themselves together, they were able to accomplish much. And they were able to accomplish the racist tactics that divert us from what we truly are ailed by. Our energy is being sapped. This is why people say we can't fight, we can't win, we can't, because your energy has been sapped. You're tired, physically, mentally, spiritually, but more importantly, your will, your free will has been attacked. And in that attack, it has been suppressed, and has been suppressed to mere exhaustion, to where it just surrenders. Have you ever watched bullfighting? You ever watched bullfighting? You'll see the overall, you can see the overall tactics of the system in so many of the activities, because those activities, those rituals reinforce the system of subjugation and enslavement. If you ever watch bullfighting, they get a 2,000 pound powerful animal. They put a small man or a small woman on it to ride it, to hold on and ride it, and this bull will run itself and buck and fight with a collar on itself, with a lead on itself, because it has a leader. It's led into the stable, is led into that stable, and into that cage, to be strapped down and to be confined and to be aggravated and to be intimidated and to be to the point of anger, to where that bull, all that bull wants to do is just fight. But it wants to fight with a collar around its neck. It wants to fight with a lead on its neck. It wants to fight with the barriers and the control all around it. And what will it do when it opens the gate? It will buck itself to near exhaustion and death. So many of those bulls die right after they ride. The reason being is because they have so much muscle, they get so overheated that they have heat strokes. And they have to cool those bulls down in order to ride them again. There are so many events and rituals that are right before us that are practiced. And it is the same agenda. And so many of us become a bull. Yes, we are strong. Yes, we have great capabilities. But we are being led by leaders. into a cage and we are intimidated and poked. We are being pushed to great anger. And see, anger is never rational. Anger is never wise. And we are so heated that we will overheat and get nothing accomplished. So, we really need to, in my opinion, I will say for me, came to a different point in my life where I had to start to ask some real questions. Had to look at myself, not from the self-esteem that man tried to collar me with, but to look at myself from what the great Creator has made and what those talents and those abilities are. And how did I truly resonate outside of the cage that I was born into? I projected myself to be sovereign and independent, even though there was a cage around me. And then once I was able to do that, there was no cage strong enough to confine me. There is no intimidation that can be used to motivate me. There is no pushing pain that can move me to anger, because I have to have a clear, rational, stable perception of myself and my capabilities to be able to use the appropriate energy at the appropriate time. And this is a slow, methodical, powerful move. Never a rush. Never a rush. Because what's so great about that is that even from within the overall cage, this is why I love the Book of Five Rings, where my motto say, commit a crime, allow yourself to be captured, and then escape. Escape your captors by allowing them to control, to actually control your body, but never control your spirit. And then, because once you realize how to control your spirit, then it moves into all forms and even into your physical body. No one will be able to confine you in any form or any fashion. So, so important. Listen, getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. I see you, Cece. Would love to hear from you, sister. Give us a call. And then hit star. We'll see you in queue. And right after Tandor Radio Show comes on, definitely B.I.B. Black in Business will be on. Definitely check. Stick around for that. But listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tandor Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit star. Let's dialogue about what you've heard and what do you think and how do you resonate. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Can't hear you, Dave.
Man, thank you, Scotty. I forget that quick. Sometimes I put myself on mute. Thank you, Scotty. Okay, everyone, welcome back to Tando Radio Show. This is the last half hour of the show. Would love to hear from you. Don't be afraid. Call into the show. Need to hear from you. And this, you know, what we heard by this supposed rabbi, and, you know, you know history. You see how this plays out in so many different ways, and it isn't anything that's hidden. But the thing about it is that the reason why it's in a lot of the history books, because that is what has been recorded for a purpose. As Churchill said, history will be kind to England because England will write it. The agenda has been written. But see, the thing about it is that I think it's important for you to know, because then you can start to ask your questions. And, you know, one person that I know that does that very well is Brother Bragg. He'll come up with different things, even though without it being able to spoil him. And, and there's a process to that all. I had to go through it. I know you all can understand what I mean by that, and it's very, very important. So this is what was talked about in this video. We've actually been talking about this since we've been on air, if you really think about it, you know. And then Roz just sent the called in on, it was Tuesday. No, it was Monday. Roz called in and said, you know, hey, Dave, I found this. I want you to check it out. And so Roz sent it to me. I checked it out and it was you know, something that just to substantiate and validate what we've been saying without the racial rhetoric and the racial overtones in so many ways, A lot of you are asking me, hey, could you send that to me? It's already there. Roz posted it inside of he has it on his, and he actually posted it inside of Tando as well. So it's there. In if you're not into BTR, you need to be in the BTR. You need to be in the BTR. Y'all stop putting me to work all the time. So I'm just saying. Come on, y'all, help me out. So definitely, and that is, it was actually in YouTube, in this interview with Rabbi Abraham Finkelstein. So, you know, and this all, who knows, you know, celebrity figurehead, of course, all of them. If you know the name, you know the face and all of that other stuff, it's a propaganda, it's the magic trick. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. Don't believe the hype. Discern the energy. When you discern the energy, lies or do not have a position. When you discern the energy, lies do not have a position. They are divulged. They are revealed. But when you look from a physical standpoint, lies can never be detected, because you're using a lower self of you. There's a lower energy source that you're using. It can be easily deceived. It can be deceived by spells known as magic. Deception known as propaganda. And false authority known as governance. Lies, 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 lies. And they sent us to school to accept and regurgitate the lies. And I'm going to tell you, I don't hate anything, anyone. I don't hate anyone. Because in order for me to hate someone, I have to resonate with that same energy that they live by. I understand, and I can see that they have a capability to wage their free will as I do. Your overall free will stops where mine begins. I live by that, and mine stops where yours begins. Your sovereignty stops where mine begins, and my sovereignty stops where yours begins.
And if it's a mutual respect of things, then they can converge and be in cooperative nature. Or there can be an adversarial interaction. And I will always protect myself from those that will try to infringe on my sovereignty in all forms. But I don't hate. Because if I hate, I'm no longer me. I'm them. They have my life. And I give energy to it. One thing about hate is that it follows you into your dreams. And your dreams become nightmares, and your nightmares have a way of becoming reality. So, it's a beautiful, beautiful physical life that we have. And it is not what man has made it out to be, because man has made it out to be an enslavement engagement. But if you will look past that system and that methodology of life, you will see the true fullness of the of true physical life beyond the pain. All pain is temporary. You can't have good times without bad times. You can't have joy without pain. And that's the fullness of life that you, in my opinion, you want to experience all of those things, because those things actually nurture you into a much better person if you choose to be. It can actually groom and nurture and actually, excuse me, not nurture, it can actually feed your overall development, and it can actually energize your direction. This is why I always say, be careful what you think, because you will say what you think. And what you say, you will end up doing. And be aware of what you do, because it will become your habits. And your habits develop into your eternity. It all starts with you. No one else. It starts primarily with you first. And if we have a re-engagement, understanding that, you will start to see how the tricks and the lies of the world no longer have the effect, the dramatic effect on you that it used to have. See, when we were younger, we were so impressionable and we had such blind faith. Remember when we were younger, we wanted to play with everybody, wanted to love everybody. And there was a reason for that, because you were more sincere and authentic. Your design before the schooling broke you down. So we got a caller in queue. We got my friend Brother Davis is in queue, so we're going to go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, welcome, welcome, welcome. Would love to hear your take on today's show.
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend. And the message is still the same. Nothing changes until you change it. And that's
right.
Really what I've been saying. And until we operate in the true sovereignty of being human and stop accepting the deception as being truth, we will constantly be victimized by those who benefit by it. A perfect example is the last election. No one has ever been elected by telling you what they were going to do, because people could say they'll do anything. But when you ask the question, how are you going to do it, then you cannot give an understanding as to how it's going to be done, then you are deceiving yourself. So therefore, you've given your sovereignty to make a decision that is over your life to someone else who doesn't care about you at all. I just wanted to add that, brother. I just wanted to add your show is excellent.
Brother Davis, as always, well said. And, you know, I just want to build on what Brother Davis said is so true. We focus so much on the White House that we don't even build our house. We focus so much on empire that we neglect building our own empire. We focus so much and give so much energy to theater. This is why we become the characters that are played out on the screens. You're not a character unless you choose to be. You are what you choose to be. And so, well said, Brother Davis, and I truly, truly appreciate you and Sister Davis, and this is what we've been talking about. And the reason why we do this is because there are going to be a change of scenes, the scenes in the world, from the collective prudence of those that would like, that are, want to uphold the system of subjugation and manipulation. And let me tell you something, if this matters to you all, let me give you a little clue. Oh, there's some black people that's in it too. They do the exact same thing. Just wanted to, in case that matters to you, it doesn't matter to me. There are some so-called Hispanic people. There are some so-called that people and this people. There are so-called Indians. There are so-called that are all a part of this. That doesn't matter to me. That may matter to you. But I would hope in one day and at some point in the time that you'll see that this system of collective prudence of destruction has been chosen by many. Because it doesn't have to be you. So I would definitely say it's very, very important that we once again realize who we are and fulfill our capabilities. Because when we were children, our questions of why, you know, that's one of the beautiful things with children is they will give you a million why, because they want to learn, they want to be sincere, and they trust you. And the system realizes that one of the most important things to do, one of the first acts that pedophiles have is not the touching of children's body. It's the touching of their minds. It's the massaging of their minds. It's the massaging of their talents. That's the first attack. And hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen, we've all been abused as children by the system, by the pedophile nature of this world. Because without it, it will have no future. So just some of the things that we need to really think about and to re-engage and to remove ourselves from. And until we do, we will continue to see the destructive nature that we have. And why it's so important for us to start our homeschooling. It's so important that our young children will be wild and free and wild and untamed as long as they possibly can, because in that wild and untamed nature, their overall talents and abilities will grow. They won't have self-esteem. They will just have the strength of self. And they will be able to adapt and be able to discern accepted nature and practices of those that mean to touch them in an inappropriate way for the rest of their lives thereafter. So I just wanted to definitely give you all an opportunity. If you'd like to give a call in, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. My sister, Cece.
Hi, David.
Y'all just don't know. Oh, CC, what's up? I know you got your show coming on. Tell everybody what Black in Business is going to be about today.
Okay. Hello, everybody. My show is called BIB Radio, and I am hosting with Brother Robert 11X. Tonight's show will have Dr. Letitia Wright, and she will be talking to us about several ways of sourcing your business needs. So tune in at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. That's BIB Radio here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Man, I can't. You know what, CeCe? Let me tell you. You know, CeCe is the gold. To me, CeCe is the golden voice of BTR, and to me, she's just the golden voice of Truth Media. So I mean, and not only is her voice golden, her spirit is so golden. And CeCe, I absolutely love you. Give my regards to Robert 11X, and we definitely. CeCe, I miss you. And I just want to thank you for introducing me to Scotty and for being always a great, great friend. And the energy that you, man, CeCe energy just amazes me. And I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to just say something, some personal stuff. I'm like, CeCe, you can't save the world. But see, who am I to tell CeCe that?
Well, you and me, we could put 10,000 to flight, so we won't even worry about all that, right?
But listen, and let me say,
Dave, I have a question for you. Well, I have two comments.
Yes,
I know we could talk forever, but we have to do that later. But so you mentioned homeschool, right? And so I know that there's a lot of buzz going on about homeschool, and people still are confused as to where to start. So I want to tell everybody about the Liberated Minds Black Homeschool African-Centered Education Expo. It is coming up this year in July. Just Google that information so that you can know when you can go to that expo. If you would like to know more information from me, you can definitely inbox me. And I know the Sister Queen Thais personally, and she would love to help you become either an exhibitor or, you know, if you're just an inquiring parent, they can definitely get you started on homeschooling your children. It is not hard. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to homeschool your children. You are their first teacher, so don't let anything intimidate you. So again, Liberated Minds Black Homeschool and Education Expo. It happens every year. It's this year in July. I believe it's 17th through 20th, but don't quote me on that. That is what I wanted to say, but I also had a question on behalf of Brother Robert. Dave, we were talking, and you probably have already covered this, but as a real estate owner, as things crash and the dollar has no value, what happens to your rental property if you're unable to collect rent because the dollar doesn't matter? What is it that you should do in those instances?
Oh, so important. One thing is that land is an asset. It is money, but it's not the most perfect form of money. What you definitely want to do is you want to protect yourself from the dollar. You want to get out. Getting out of debt means getting rid of all of your dollars and getting assets. So what you want to do, in that case in point, if there's no one renting from you, and this is what happens, what the system will do is that they'll crash the system so that they'll get to take assets for pennies on a dollar. So if no one is renting from you, you own rent, so then you will it'd be a burden for you to maintain that property. And if you can't maintain that property, what happens? Because you own it, ownership is always subject to what? To being repossessed. So they can repossess that property from you. So it's so important for you to prepare for the economic collapse of the dollar by hedging yourself against and protecting yourself from that. How do you do that? You have real money. We all have to become prodigious savers. Whatever you're getting in revenue, a portion of that has to be put into real money so that when the dollar does collapse, instead of you selling your property, you will be the ones that's buying other properties when they go at fire sale.
Right.
Very, very important. Because the thing about when you hold real money, you relinquish the liability of default from you to your fraudulent lender, meaning you don't default, they do. And that's one of the things that every person has to do. If you're a homeowner or if you are in rental properties or everything else, the overall rent, the overall properties around this country are going to go to rock bottom prices. But the thing is this, will you have the pennies to purchase them? That's the key. And if it doesn't go wrong, CeCe, what do you lose? Nothing. Because eventually you will see that day, or your heirs will see that day. So
right.
that's
right.
what I would say. And I know you got your show.
Well, no. I mean, we're fine. I understand. I understand what you're saying, and it makes sense. But I mean, like, if the person living there can't pay the rent because the dollar doesn't matter, then I mean, you're then not collecting rent.
Right. You're not going to be collecting rent. But how you will be able to offset that is multifaceted. Depending on the relationship that you have with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on who they are to you and what you want to do. See, you'll have the choice because you'll have choices because the overall collapse is not adversely affecting you. It's actually giving you opportunities. One of the things that you can do, if they're not paying rent, then you'll have that decision on what you're going to do with them, depending on your relationship with them. Are you going to accept something else? Are you going to give them different options? Hey, do you have family members that can come live with you? You know, and then y'all pay, you know, there are so many more options because when you have options, you remove yourself from the crisis. And then you can strategically think because you're not thinking from fear.
Right.
And so you could do that. Or what you can also do, Cece, is that you'll be able to, you and Robert X will be able to purchase other properties and be able to, because what's going to happen is that you'll be able to purchase other properties and maybe you'll have a strategic default on one that you don't want to keep.
Mm-hmm.
That may be a strategical possibility without you losing a darn thing. You'll actually gain more. You lose it, go back to auction and buy it at the cheaper price.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
There aren't going to be many people that will be able to compete with you. So these are all some of the things that we need to talk about. These are some of the things that we teach in our classes and everything else. But that is definitely the strategical thinking that you need to be doing and preparing yourself for. You need to protect what you already have, and that's what you're doing. And so that's the best way to approach it. And I would always say there are going to be so many opportunities. You won't have any problems. I you know, what you'll have is, okay, now how do we, what's the best way to do this? It comes from a different energy than when we're stressed. And we know we've all had financial stress from when we were children because that's just what was prevalent in our community, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The thing that's so different is that when this wealth transfer comes, and if you're a part of it, when this war expands and everything else, Cece, I need to say something. We need to do a and I'm going to say it real quick, and mind me, Daph gets on me sometimes from changing the subject real quick, but you know how my mind goes, Cece. We actually need to have joint forms for our people, and we're actually structuring. That was one thing. Remember I said, hey, Cece, I need to tell you something. Call me. What I meant to tell you is that we're going to be doing some classes and stuff, and I need you and Robert X to be a part of that. And we need to actually, you know, get on the circuit and get our people as prepared as we possibly can. So we're putting that together, and I'll let you know. But what we grew up poor, and we know the stress of that and how that can totally become to where it disintegrates the family unit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what this can do in this wealth transfer is that we'll be able to restore our overall community if we position ourselves correctly. Because what's going to happen is that there are going to be so many opportunities, but you and I know that sometimes there are different leeches that people, and what I hate is that, particularly, I'm going to be straight, in our community, we always want to hook up and this and that, and, you know, and so, so people try to get their reparations from you. Hey, man, I didn't enslave you. Why are you trying to get reparations from me? You know what I mean? But those that want to engage and really have collective prudence, and those, that's why it's so important for us here at Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, for us to be combining this opportunity to put ourselves and our resources together so that we can actually have this wealth transfer benefit us and we can establish our own communities. You can have your own state, your own county, with your own law. See, when you control assets, you write the law.
Mm-hmm.
You write the law.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of the, you guys don't have a problem because you're doing the right thing.
It is going to be a very, you know, people are going to be scared and everything else, but you're going to be able to navigate through that because you properly prepared yourselves for it. You saw it coming before it came. And the key to that is that when you see something coming before it comes, once it arrives, you'll know what to do. While it'll run everybody else over because they'll be like, what happened? And that train just keeps going over and over and, you know, just keeps rolling them over because they won't know what to do. So right. You'll be in a position of advantage. And we need to talk about that. But yeah, Cece, give me a call again this week. I'll give you more clear what we're going to do, a more clear plan on what we're going to do. Definitely need you involved in that, okay?
Well, okay, now let's say this too. Now, because we were talking and you have people that, because of the recent changes that have, you know, been made, they are now becoming conscious. So if people want to engage in your classes, how do they do that so that they know? You know, can we like tell them?
Okay, you know, Scotty's got to change out the program. Cece, you just sent, you saw, you see the message.
Okay,
so yes, but what we're going to do, Cece, we're going to come together, but it's something that we should do jointly as well. And that's what I want to talk to you about, and then I want to present that to everyone here on Black Talk Radio Network. But of course, I want to go through the sister that actually birthed Kando Radio Show, and that would be you. So let's talk about that and let's put that together, okay?
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you for spending time with me this evening, and I will talk to you soon. Okay.
Thank you. Must be you. Come on, you know I love you. I love you, Cece. My regards to Robert X, and then let's talk, and then let's strategize this because we need to get our people ready. Okay.
Okay, love you too. Talk to you soon.
Much love, much respect. I'll talk to you. All right, everyone, guys, get ready to get out of here. That golden voice of Cece is coming on with B.I.B. So we got to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Sorry about that, Scotty. So we'll talk to you soon. Peace.